Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Hi, this is Jive on Air, and today our panel is James,
Mr. Jiro,
Nathan,
Micah,
Peyton,
Cameron,
and Kaylee.
Demand!
Dustin!
Okay, and today we're going to talk about vampires. Are they real? Do you believe in them? Who knows? Ethan, what is your opinion?
Vampires are 100% real.
And why do you think that?
I've seen them.
They are not real.
Yeah, they are.
Why do you think that?
Because we just know that they're not real because we haven't seen people with huge fangs and stuff and noticed anything.
Not
all vampires use fangs. Some of them use long fingernails.
There's, like, are you a vampire?
James, you might be a vampire.
I don't know.
James, I have an opinion.
I do too,
real.
James.
I think they're real.
And tell us why.
Because I watched Twilight.
Twilight is fake.
I got one.
Okay, Cameron.
I think that they're real, but they're not like how everybody say that they are. Because I was watching this one show. And
they
and it was like these people who drink blood, like they get people off the street and they ask them if they could like take a sample of their blood, and like they have blood donors that, and then they drink the blood, like they take it out of their spinal back or whatever.
But what if they're cannibals?
I watched CSI and there was one like that.
Yeah.
CSI ain't real too.
Yeah, it
CSI
is.
Just a they're show.
They're all real stories.
Sure, okay, Mike.
Okay, we sure believe that 100%, yeah.
I believe in vampires. I think they just blend into everyone. And, like, they just want to be themselves, not, like, I can believe, like, sometimes if they get thirsty, they want to suck blood, but that's only sometimes in, like, 10 years, maybe.
Yeah,
that's why I like this. Yes, Timmy, it's all referring to. Thanks.
Hey.
Do you think some goth kid could be a vampire?
All goth kids are vampires.
And your opinion for that is?
That's my opinion right there. All goth kids are vampires.
And how do you know if they're all vampires?
Good question. How do you know?
Emo kids.
Because Ethan's been a goth kid.
Oh. No. But I'm pretty sure emo kids are vampires. What? But I'm pretty sure that emo kids might be vampires because they cut themselves and then I bet they like drink the blood or something.
So emo stands for emotional. That's why they
cut themselves. Yeah, and then how much do I bet they drink the blood?
$10.
You can even know too.
Anybody else have any opinions?
I think goth kids are not vampires. Because emo is like, because emo, you know, you really can't like drink the blood, even though you can, but you really don't want to because it's your blood and you'll lose supply of it and all that stuff.
Oh, it's pretty nasty.
Yes, it would.
AIDS
and HIV.
Unless you had a cut in your mouth.
What if you had AIDS and then you gave yourself AIDS?
Not
possible.
If you already have AIDS and you can't give yourself AIDS because you already have AIDS.
Why are we talking about AIDS?
Talking about vampires here. Hey, I wonder if it's possible that vampires could get AIDS. No, they drink blood.
We're talking
they
about
drink
AIDS
blood.
Now.
I don't think they're gonna get AIDS.
I'm pretty sure they could get AIDS unless they have like a filter. You know, that blocks AIDS away. Yeah.
Okay.
But if they're already dead. Because in order to become a vampire, you have to be almost dead, then drink the blood of the vampire.
You watched Twilight. You need to have
actually,
that
I saw Interview with the Vampire. I have not actually ever... I didn't really want to ever see Twilight again. Never saw that movie. Never going to see it. Or the second one. They both look so retarded. Just like that. But, yeah. So, I would guess that you can't get a disease because you're kind of already dead. And the reason that you're drinking blood is so that your hemoglobin keeps moving.
What's hemoglobin?
Can't wait to
hemoglobin is in blood. I'm not a science teacher. I'm not really quite sure
how much I
know about the iron content in your blood and how.
So what you're saying is that
moves the oxygen around.
Vampires are ghosts.
No, there's such thing as ghosts.
They're just dead.
And how do you know if there's no such thing as ghosts?
I don't really know. Okay, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom. Vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guests. Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
And we're back with some fun facts about vampires. Vampires, mythological or folkloric beings with which play on blood. Did you know that vampires originally came from European folklore? And that the first vampire appearance was supposedly in
1734. It's a long time ago. What about Vlad the Impaler?
Vlad the Impaler wasn't much a Dracula. He used a bunch of wooden spears and swords and stuff to kill people. He didn't kill vampires, he killed people. Alive people.
How much John Betty drank their blood after he killed them? Like, made a stew or
Vlad Dracula did not drink blood.
How do you know this?
Yeah. Hello, I looked it up on the internet.
So amazing. The internet.
The internet tells
lies. The internet saves us again.
The internet lies about so much stuff. Like Billy May is dying.
Well, then how do I know that you're not lying right now? Because if internet can lie, so can you.
So? I'm a human.
Okay, any more facts about vampires?
Yeah, vampire hunting societies have existed for many millennia. In Russian folklore, vampires recreated when they rebelled against church while they were alive. Common protection against vampires are usually garlic, holy water, crucifix, and a rosary.
What's a rosary?
A rosary is a string of beads.
With a cross, on it.
Yeah, with a cross on it.
Garlic.
In Roman Catholic, they use 55 or 165. Anyways, vampires are said to have no reflections or shadows.
You know how creepy that is? All of a sudden, like, if you have a bathroom coming in your room, you didn't know it, and there's no shadow, or you have a mirror in your room.
That's how come they
you
cats,
creepy
that's
that
how
being all sleeping and, like,
it'd be really hard to fix your hair.
That's how come they developed that ability.
Put on your makeup or something.
They don't wear any makeup.
No, see, vampires, vampires can't see the reflection because they're too ugly, so they don't
want to
see themselves.
Not all the
pretty. Actually, they're hot. Actually, vampires, usually their victim or someone who loved them when they were alive.
What?
So they actually have to be quite attractive.
They're coaching people, everybody watch out.
How can they
see?
Every enemy is attractive to their prey.
Yeah, there, Cameron got it.
Like, they attract the humans to come closer to them so they could eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, like so it's like Jennifer's they let body. The people, so they let the people see
yeah.
them, so that
yeah.
they can lure them in, like they're their family, and like they're still alive, and then they end up eating their blood, drinking their blood.
That's very smart.
Well, are what happens is when they were alive, their girlfriend broke up with them a few days later. They must have died. If they come back to life, they're definitely gonna go get that one person because they pretty much broke their heart.
And then they'll end up going and get a friend and everything.
And then bada boom, bada bing, you have death.
You have vampires.
Are you for them to get them?
Vampires turn other vampires, or other people into vampires.
And how do you know this? Are you a vampire?
No, because when they suck their blood, they die. It's like zombies. A zombie will eat a person, and that person will turn into a zombie.
That is true, because vampires did suck most of the blood out of them, so they would be dying of blood loss.
And then they'd end up coming back to drink blood.
It's only if they get vampire's blood into the system, then for a day.
Vampires don't have blood.
And then they die.
Blood.
Yeah, but they have blood.
It's just cold.
They're dead.
It's yeah, but
blood.
Still, they still
Where
have blood.
Blood.
If vampires, okay,
if
vampires' blood gets into the human system and they die, they're vampire. If they don't die, it's just gonna go away the next day. It's gonna be gone.
Vampire fanatic.
Me?
Yes, you know more about
vampires,
or are you a vampire?
I watch Vampire Diaries.
Vampire
Diaries. Well, everybody in this room can be a vampire, for all you know.
I watched your blood.
But we're all sitting in the sun.
So I don't see my shadow.
Hey, they put sunblock on.
They put no.
Cause you're
they put
in the shadow.
Rings on that will protect them from the sun.
Yeah,
and
see.
And they could go outside in the sun.
They put cloaks on.
He wears a dad ring.
Okay.
They wear cloaks so then they can't. The sun can't see them.
Yeah, invisible cloaks. Like Ethan.
Why? Yeah. They have to be really pale though, right? They can't be all tan.
Even though they can't.
Yeah, Ethan is pale and
he's
black.
From what I've read, when they drink the blood, they can't absorb the melanin. The melanin is what gives your skin this color. So that's why they can't go in the sun, because without melanin, you burn very, very easily.
Well, I don't burn.
And
you
plus, when they drink the blood,
skin,
it just
pink.
Sits in your stomach.
Okay? If you didn't have any melanin in your skin, you'd be like the color of the paper right there, white.
Burn. Like a pygmy?
He already is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You like an albino, but...
I want to be an albino with red eyes.
No, you don't want to be an albino.
Why?
That's true. Pigment your skin.
I've seen an albino.
No pigment would be, like, horrible.
So why is your computer dusty?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
I saw him at a business meeting.
They're chocolate.
I saw my friend Bob. He's a vampire.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Are you...
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back with Jive On Air. If anybody has some stories, please share now.
Okay, this one time I was at my house, and I was sitting in my room, and I was the only one there. I was playing my Xbox 360, and then my living room TV turned on, and nobody else was in the house. It was very creepy.
Maybe the record thing was on.
Maybe it was Santa Claus.
No, every time our TV records, it shuts off.
Did
it doesn't
you see anybody?
Turn on. No, I didn't.
It's a ghost.
Well, whatever it was, it scared me.
Your house is haunted.
That's awesome.
That could have been a vampire.
How do you know? Hey, Dusty, yeah. We have 3 huge holes in our roof when that happened. So a vampire could have turned into a bat and flew into our roof.
And then it could have
That's
been
true.
You.
Why did that be so contradicting people?
Yeah, there was this one
I'm
time.
Not contradicting. You're contradicting.
There's this one time
That's my
I saw, like, this thing in the mountain.
It
had wings, and it was a person.
This is cool. This is awesome.
No, I'm just joking. But it really happened.
I don't know where I should put this.
Anybody else have any stories?
I do.
James, do you have any stories to tell?
Yeah, James.
Do you?
Do you believe in
You're grilling everybody else about having stories.
I do believe in vampires.
You do?
Yes.
Tell us up.
That's partly because Carl scared me when I was little, but...
What?
Yeah, I still do believe in them.
His brother scared him to believing into vampires.
Is Carl older than you?
Yes.
Just to be bitches.
Oh, what a bully.
He was in our grade last year.
It's supposed to be the center of the
universe. I don't know what grade he was in. Same as us.
You better put these all around it.
He was in the 6th grade when he was up here, or 5th grade or something.
What about...
Actually, I might have had an encounter. I don't really know what it was.
Was she hot?
No, Dusty, it was a he, Dusty. Was he
Anyways,
hot?
I saw this weird shadow in my room.
Vampires don't have shadows, remember?
Well, they're said to not have shadows. Okay? I saw this weird shadow in my room, and I figured that was mine. And then I went in there. There was something knocking on the wall.
We're telling ghost stories.
No.
The vampire wanted
to contact. And anyways, the window was open, and I had no screen in the window, so it was easy for something to fly in like a bat.
Yeah, there was this one time.
Vampires don't turn into bats.
Actually, they might. You don't know that.
Is it in your facts, huh?
Stop contradicting me. And yes, it is in my facts.
There was this one time when I was in Oregon, and I was sleeping, and I left the window on because it was really hot out. And I woke up, and I saw this thing hanging upside down in my room, and there was a bat. There's a bat in my room, and when I turned on the light, it, like, flew at me and hit the wall and died.
You killed it!
It was hilarious.
It could have been a... There was blood. Hey, blood came out of that thing. It could have been a blood sucker.
Okay, so, let's just assume vampires are real. Let's just assume it for a second. If a vampire came up to you and was like, I will make you immortal... Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah, but then you see everything that happens to, like, your family and stuff. That
don't worry about it.
So, I'd watch him. I don't like most of the people in my family.
I'll grab my 22 pistol and start shooting at him. There we go.
I'd like, wait until, like, the year 50-50 and then see what's happening by then.
That'd be interesting.
By then, everybody probably...
If any humans are there.
Yeah, because vampires can live through, like, the ice age.
How do you know this? Have you been living for a million
years?
Okay, they're dead.
Yeah, I would go to Barrow.
They don't die again.
I would go to Barrow.
they're still dead.
30 days, 30 nights.
Dark. And it's like 30 days and night, okay? I just like eat them all. And then...
Did you see their teeth?
Hey, those are nice people.
Oh, oh, they're really nice.
But what if come into your bedroom at night and then bite your neck and suck
your butt out? What if carnivores are, whatever those guys are called?
Those chupacabras?
No, carnivores. What? Carnivores, the people that eat other people, they could be. No.
Those are cannibals.
Cannibals, same thing?
No,
same
carnivores thing. People eat meat.
Chupacabras
okay.
are real.
Well, what if those things yeah, actually, are vampires? They could be vampires.
They came out
they
to
other
be
people.
A hairless dog.
It's a chihuahua.
It's a hairless chihuahua.
One of my family members had one of those, so you guys don't make fun of it. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Had a
what?
A creepy little dog.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know how small the body is? How big their ears are?
My auntie had like
okay, we need to talk about vampires now.
You're a vampire.
Like
a little, there.
It like had like
what?
A
you're
mobile.
A vampire.
Hey, just like call me a vampire.
He's a werewolf.
So what are the pros of being a vampire?
What?
What's a pro?
Let's see, you never die because you're already dead.
Why would you want to keep? Why would you want to live forever? I mean, living forever.
Hello,
because
you just
your family die and
you just died, didn't you?
Died.
You didn't live forever. You're dead. You're not
and
living.
The only one left in the world.
Forever young.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be forever young.
I wanna be forever young. Forever.
We don't need to worry about getting all those wrinkles.
You're just gonna have bags under your eyes like you never slept in years, kid.
Hello, you don't need sleep, you're dead.
Just because you're dead doesn't mean you can't have sleep, don't you know?
They do sleep, though.
Okay, so what's a con of being a vampire?
A con?
You can't go in the sun?
Yeah, being a wanted criminal.
Hey, I'm so
the hunting societies.
You, can't go in the sun.
Exactly.
You can just put sunblock on.
No, it looks like a ring.
You would have to look at them for a body or a whole bottle over every square.
Another con would be seeing your family die and all that stuff.
That would be a con.
Except for the people you don't like in your family.
Con?
Yeah.
Against?
Like a con like this. But this piece is too big. I don't know what I should do with this. Couldn't do it with any pieces.
Yeah.
There really are a lot of cons.
Oh, and another thing is that you get to live until like the year 120-50.
Would you really?
You get to live forever.
Yeah, like 120-50.
Unless the world ends. Duh.
In 2012.
If the world ends, you're already dead.
Hey, if the world ended in 2012, we'd already be dead. It's because the human race would be destroyed by global warming and all the carbon emissions and the radiation.
I'm going to drop a nuke on global warming.
That wouldn't help a thing.
Vampires couldn't exist without humans, though, right? Because what would they drink?
Each other?
Animal blood?
Yeah.
What if animals die, though?
Each other!
Each other!
But if the people are dead,
it'd be like a buffet.
They adapt to eating water.
They drink the blood that's left on the earth.
Maybe they would learn to like snow peas and all sit around singing Kumbaya and they'd all just be happy. And be like,
or how much y'all bet they'll adapt to drinking water with their teeth like straws.
All those things are a possibility.
And think of
really, I'm sure they're gonna suck water through their canines. Well, our talk has come to an end. So, we're going to go around the table and see who believes in vampires.
Ethan believes in vampires!
Okay. Do you, Micah?
Mm-hmm.
Aiden?
Yep.
Cameron?
I strongly believe.
One bit.
What?
No.
Okay, you don't? You?
Yeah!
Well, I do. And the contradicting boy.
I am not contradicting and totally I do believe on, and I'm not. I do not believe in vampires. They are stupid little creatures.
I told you I always contradict me.
Hey, you contradict me.
My job,
I don't even know what contradict means.
It means say the exact opposite of other people.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, we will see you next week where our topic is
Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Wait,
It's Cameron.
We're all kind of wondering how Cameron's going to pull off her.
Short and tall and hairy.
Frankenstein Smurfs. We'll see how Cameron plans on pulling that one off. See you next week at this.
Cause I